This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just a moment, we're going to be joined by Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News. Get caught up to speed on all things going on with the New York football Giants. It's funny, we've been meaning to talk about this a couple days, but of all the teams, ESPN did a list of what teams could go worst to first in their division, and the Giants weren't exactly picked by many. Now, some of that might just be how good the Eagles are. Joining us now, our boy Pat. Yo, what's up, buddy? How are you?
JP, B. Mitch, great. How are you guys? Get some good time off, I hope.
It's over now.
Yeah, we're back to work now, Pat.
Dude, I know you've been very busy. I believe camp has opened for the Giants. Get us up to speed. Any contract stuff? Everybody there? Everybody healthy? What's going on?
No contract stuff so far. Yeah, they're reporting today. First practice tomorrow. The one player I was watching, not that I thought he was going to hold out, but Dexter Lawrence is an interesting one to me just because he signed an extension a couple years ago. I think he and Payne signed them the same year. Like he signed that and it made him tied for the third highest paid D tackle in the league then. And all of a sudden here, he's tied for 10th. And so, you know, he reported today, he's there, but just be interested to see if they take care of him kind of quickly here and, you know, give a sweetener into it or something, because I mean, the guy's basically ranked in a lot of places as, you know, top one, top two, top three D tackles in football. But yeah, no overt issues yet. Really health-wise, just going to be curious to see Neighbors, Andrew Thomas, even Lawrence himself, guys who really didn't do much in the spring. And in a lot of ways, they were just kind of being cautious with them, but and not trying to, you know, put too much on their bodies too early. But it was a lot of, like, big names not doing a lot on the field. So it'd just be interesting to see how much they do.
I think all these contracts now, though, Pat, you sign a contract in the morning, and you're already moved down three spots by the night.
Yeah, you're right, Beeman.
It changes so quick now.
No, you're right. You're right. And then it's really just on the player and the agent whether or not it's an issue to them or not, right? So, I mean, Dexter, like I said, it was, you know, he really didn't do any team drills in the spring. I'm not saying it was related to that. I mean, he was here. He was doing individuals. But, you know, it just does stick out a little bit. It's the one contract thing on the team that sticks out as potentially an issue. At the edge rusher position, too, very interesting. They drafted Abdul Carter, and Kayvon Thibodeau had his fifth-year option picked up for 2026. Seems to have lit a fire under him. Not that he wasn't a motivated player, but definitely seems to have attacked this offseason, this spring. Looks like he's in, as they always say this time of year, better shape than ever. So, that's some of the stuff to watch, too, how some of their additions have affected guys on the roster now.
It's interesting with Kayvon because I know he probably hasn't produced to the draft position, I would say, in his career for the Giants. But damn, has he killed the skins. Anytime Thibodeau shows up against the burgundy and gold, he looks like LT.
No, you're right. You're right. That's all, like, if you put his highlight tape together, it's a lot of Washington on the other end. And, you know, one of the interesting things I'm watching for as they hit the practice field tomorrow and with Thibodeau and some of these guys on the line specifically is, I mean, listen, they face the Commanders right out of the gate in week one. You know, the Giants have them and then the Cowboys back to back. They're going to have to get one out of the two right out of the gate. And one of the things that the Giants have really struggled with over the years is a lot of things they haven't done well enough. But in my opinion, they haven't been nasty enough on the line of scrimmage. Like, Lawrence is the one guy that I think teams and players are legitimately intimidated by and, you know, worried about facing him. But the Giants, they really need to become a team that plays with more nastiness. You don't want to cross the line and hurt yourself, but going up against teams like yours down there in Washington and even Dallas, like, still with the talent that they have on their roster, Philadelphia obviously in the division, if they don't take another step there, they're not going to get it done. And so it's going to be interesting seeing them toe that line, because in the spring they had to cut one of the OTA practices short because Burns and Thibodeau got into basically a complete melee brawl with two of the tackles, Illuminor and James Hudson, the backup who was playing for Thomas when Thomas wasn't on the field. And it was like they took it too far. But if you're a Giants fan, you kind of want them to sharpen those edges for these matchups coming up right at the start of the season in the NFC East, too. So that would be an interesting dynamic for them to play.
Dude, yeah. I had to look this up. Kayvon Thibodeau in 3 years has 21 career sacks. 5.5 of them have come in 5 games against Washington, where he also has 9 TFLs, 10 quarterback hits, a fumble, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, and a touchdown scored. Like, he sees burgundy and gold and just goes. We're talking with our friend Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can read Pat's work in the New York Daily News. You can listen to Talking Ball with Pat Leonard on the Believe Network, anywhere you get your podcast, or you can watch it on YouTube. The TikTok, the Instagram is PL on NFL. A lot of great content coming from Pat around New York and the NFL. Let's talk about what I think is probably already decided, but I would argue shouldn't be. Is there a quarterback competition for the Giants, or is it Russ Wilson's job?
I agree with you. I think this should be wide open. They have acted and spoken like it's already Russell Wilson's, and this has been since his signing in the spring. Now, the one thing that aligns with is the leadership angle. What I mean by that is the Giants really struggled in the leadership category last year when Barkley and McKinney were let to walk away to Philadelphia and Green Bay, respectively. And they signed Jameis Winston, they draft Jackson Dart, they signed Russell Wilson. But over the offseason, the organization has been pushing Wilson as really the person that they're getting behind as a group. They're going to follow him. They're going to do things his way. He's going to speak for them. And so in some ways, like, you could argue devil's advocate on that side and say, listen, you want the team all pulling in the same direction. You don't want uncertainty. It's such an important year. The earlier you get on one track, the better. So that's part of why it seems like they're doing this. But JP, I totally agree with you. Like, I think, first of all, Jameis Winston technically signed first. If you're Jameis Winston, and he said all the right things, but you know, now you have Jackson Dart selected. You have Russell Wilson seeming like he's getting the keys in week one. It doesn't even feel like there's a place for Jameis on the roster unless you let him compete for the job, right? So Jackson Dart is the face of the franchise for the future, they hope. But listen, if he shows any promise, you guys know, right? I mean, he wasn't selected, you know, nearly as high as a Jaden. Mm-hmm. But if he shows promise as a first-round pick on the practice field, the players know it. Everyone in the organization knows it. He's Dable's guy. He'll know it, and he'll be on the field sooner rather than later. So I think you have to make it a competition. You guys know first-round quarterbacks usually play earlier than everyone expects anyway. I don't completely follow why they wouldn't open it up. Jackson himself, I talked to him actually on Talking Ball right at the end of June, and he didn't back down from saying he wants to compete for it. Like, he said, you know, my priority is to win, so if that's somebody else or me, I don't care why we're winning. As long as we're winning, I'm not going to, you know, he's not going to step on any toes. But he didn't back down from the idea that once he walks into training camp here in July, he's going to try to prepare like he's a starter. So that's really the main question to ask Joe Shane and Brian Daboll tomorrow, and for the Giants to answer themselves, is are they going to make this a meritocracy at the QB position, or are they really going to hand it to a guy who, yes, he had some success early in Pittsburgh last year, but I mean, the fact of the matter is Russell Wilson's on his fourth team in 5 years, and the way it ended in Pittsburgh last year, I mean, their offense looked like one of the worst in the league among the teams who were still remaining at the end.
But it could be like, you know, young quarterbacks that's not drafted super high, they normally give them a little chance to, they still get the chance to rest. The guys that are drafted five and up, they're going to start immediately. And Jackson did some good things in college. The pros are different. Well, are they trying to protect him? Because, you know, Jameis can do some things, but you know Jameis can do some things bad too. So I don't think you need to have a competition with Jameis and Russ. I think the competition would have to be, if they feel Jackson is good enough, it's Jackson and Russ. Jameis is your backup.
Interesting, yeah. So, well, selfishly, B. Mitch, I want Jameis on the field because he's not boring. Right?
Oh, yeah, he's not boring. He's going to give you something. he's a different dude now. He's a different guy.
Yeah, he's going to give the ball to somebody. You don't know which jersey it's going to be, but he's going to give the ball to somebody.
Yeah, for sure. Talking with our friend Pat Leonard. Make sure you give him a follow at P. Leonard, NYDN. Check out the Talking Ball with Pat Leonard podcast. It's pretty interesting to me the type of comparisons Malik Nabers is already getting when you have conversations about NFL receivers. Nabers is undoubtedly a baller. He was really good last year. How does he look, and kind of what are your expectations for Nabers this fall?
Well, he's supposed to be ready to go here at the start of camp. They held him out in the spring. Daboll attributed it to a toe or a foot injury that's nagged him since college. Had a personal tragedy in the spring. Kyron Lacy, his college teammate and really good friend, passed away tragically. That's definitely something that has weighed on him that he's been dealing with. Everything indicates that he's going to attack this season with a vengeance. He's excited about taking the next step. He's still only 21, but I think the goal is for him to mature in how he handles adversity while still producing. One question will be, does he see the same target share? He had 170 targets last year.
Damn,
and so crazy. It looks, based on what their offense looks like, they really didn't change much other than Russ. So it looks like he could still see that volume. But if he doesn't, does he handle that the same way? Does he produce the same way? You know, I think you hit the nail on the head, though. It's like, you know, there were games last year that didn't go as well. There were games that were eye-opening in a good way for him. You know, you think about that first game they played against Washington in week two, I think, and it was fascinating to me both that day and in hindsight. You know, Dan Quinn and Washington, they had a plan for how to attack and handle the Giants' offense that day. And, you know, Nabers was so dangerous from what Quinn determined right out of the gate that, if you remember, they basically clouded over top, and they gave Nabers 18 catches. They just didn't let him get over top of them. And it resulted in the Giants moving the ball down the field and scoring, you know, which is something they don't do often. So it was already him in game two of his rookie season impacting the entire way a game is played, which is super impressive. Washington obviously gets away with the W there. But the point is, one-on-one coverage, this guy is a nightmare. Mm-hmm. He's fast. He's strong. He's a home run hitter. And really, the Giants just need to, you know, you don't need to prove something to a 21-year-old, but because of how he handled the adversity last year and with still maturing as a young player, I think it's not just important for them to score early to be a better team and to try to win a couple division games early and to be more of a modern NFL offense and team, but I think it'll really drain Nabers and be detrimental early if they can't show him that they've built an offense that can complement what he does in a better way. Like, if you can run the ball, if you can take some pressure off of him, if you can unlock someone else as a serious number two threat, that'll go a long way versus just relying on this young kid to bail you out. And then when you face adversity, he's just carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders.
What is the vibe going into this season with the coach?
Good question. So, you know, it's the pressure is there. It's acknowledged. It's unavoidable. The Dable said coming out of mandatory minicamp, going into the brief break before we come back here for training camp now, that the tone being set coming into camp is we have to hit the ground running. You know, they got blown out at home the last 2 years by the Vikings and Cowboys, respectively, in their first games of the regular season and never truly recovered from either. And he's looking to set a different tone. He has no choice but to set a different tone. I think you're going to see an urgent training camp because of that. That could translate into what I was talking about with the nastiness and do they cross the line? Do they make themselves better in that? But it's really fascinating to watch. There's so many layers to it. I guess the big headline of it would be Shane and Dable are both under pressure, but it does feel like Dable is under a little bit more. And even the selection of Jackson Dart was interesting in that vein. It was like the Giants did all fall and winter scouting, and they were in love, it seemed, with Shedeur Sanders. And then Dable got involved after the season, and suddenly it started shifting over to Jackson Dart. And there was some rhetoric coming from Joe Shane, you know, in the draft room, on a podcast with Kay Adams later, where he was kind of hedging and calling him, alluding to Dart being more Dable's guy, or he's an organizational decision. He would not just come out and say, I love him, he's my guy. And so there's this feeling that if things go wrong, Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, is going to be the first person called on the carpet. But then after that, is that collaborative team between Dable and Shane going to hold its own? And are they going to have each other's backs when push comes to shove? Or is one of them going to walk the plank while the other stays safe? You know, coming out of last season, I could tell you for a fact, I reported this kind of in January, where after the autopsy of last year, where John Mara even suggested to Brian Dable that he give up offensive play calling, for a while there in the early offseason, Dable and Shane were functioning essentially as separate entities, you know, kind of a frayed relationship there. And if you know, anybody who knows anything about the hiring of those two guys from Buffalo knows the whole point was John Mara said that Joe Judge and Dave Gettleman were oil and water and Dable and Shane would work together. So that relationship is being tested. And so the vibe under Dable or around Dable is win or else.
Wow. Yeah, man. It's when you start to see that crack, it and maybe you can seal it back up. You know what I mean? But I noticed that, like, just visually walking around, it seemed like Dable was – it seemed like Shane has Mara's ear and Dable's kind of out on the island. And it's going to be really interesting to see that unfold. And – that's why B and I talk about this all the time. The NFL is a self-preservation league, man. Everybody that's in it wants to stay in it, and they will throw some bodies under the bus if that's what is required to keep their gig. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen in New York, but like you could see that path, you know, because there is so much pressure and they've underperformed.
100%. Now, you know, the positive from Dable's end and Shane's end is they kept their jobs coming out of a 3-14 year in the 100th centennial season for the Giants. So that's more than dodging a bullet, let me tell you. And then you also have the Giants are in the process of looking to sell a 10% minority stake of the organization. And some league sources believe that part of the reason they were retained was so, you know, listen, they're trimming things behind the scenes. They're trying to make a company and the organization more attractive financially to buyers. And if they were to have fired them after the season, let's say you're owing, you know, approximately $20 million over the next 2 years to them on top of your new GM and coach hires. So in other words, maybe with 2 years left on their contracts, they get a little bit more benefit of the doubt than someone would otherwise because of these business dealings going on. And therefore, what do they have to do this year? There's probably two things that can help them, you know, make John Mara smile, make Steve Tisch smile, and get them to year five outside of what we just said with the finances. And it's obviously win games. But the other, if you're not winning games, is Jackson Dart looks good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you probably need one of those two, and then you get to 2026. If you don't have either of those, probably tough.
Pat, thank you for the time as always, man.
All right, Pat.
We'll see you week one, dude.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. Right out of the gate.
Yeah. We need more than field goals this time.
Don't we know it.
See you, buddy. Thank you very
much.
Pat,
take care, brother.
Thank you, guys.
That's the great Pat Leonard, New York Daily News. You can give him a follow at PLeonardNYDN or check out the Talking Ball podcast with Pat Leonard. Does a really great job covering the Giants. B, when he reported that Daboll and Shane were operating kind of independently of one another, mm-hmm. what kind of looks you think he got when he walked into that Giants facility the next day?
They were probably giving him looks like, why'd you put it out there? And other people like, how you know?
Right.
You know?
I've gotten the looks, man. It's an interesting world. Hell, you've gotten the looks.
I don't care.
That I believe.
I don't care.
Now, Pat Leonard joined us via the Rude Guest Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I know Adam Peters spoke this morning. A lot of it was about Terry McLaurin. There were a couple other updates. Dan Quinn said Sam Cosmi's back in business. He's fine. He's working his way back. I think that's kind of been the assessment. You know, there's not even that much. There's not even that many like position battles going into camp. You'd really like to see Trey Amos emerge. Sure, looks like Will Harris is going to take over that safety position vacated by Jeremy Chinn's departure. Non-Terry McLaurin division, B. What do you think is the biggest training camp storyline for Washington? I think your mic's off.
Is going to be. I'm going to still go with the D line. how they come together. Because last year the biggest problem was run defense. And they went out and they addressed that issue. It's going to be, how does that come about? Do they come in and they start hitting the ground running? Does that chemistry form? And do they have an impact?
I think that's a good one. To me, now we're separating out Terry, mm-hmm. right? Because that's a real unfolding, developing situation. I think the D-line's a really good one. And I almost think of it as like a whole front seven as far as trying to stop the run better.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to happen. I think the O-line's really interesting too. And not in a, oh man, can they do it? But to me, the O-line conversation is more, how much better can they be?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, Tunsil's a big-time player, man. And
I think you're hitting on something, Jacob. Last year, when they faltered as an offense, the offensive line had gotten a little banged up, but they didn't have enough depth. They showed the production fell off. This year, it looks on paper, they have more depth. And you should expect if something were to happen, they could still keep going.
They should be deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And if your bookends, if Tunsil just matches his level of play, that's going to be really good, right? Now, maybe he'll be better. I mean, who knows? That could go a lot of ways. I think Tunsil should immediately make them better.
Mm-hmm.
And then if Connerly could play, Cliff Kingsbury's leaving love notes on Adam Peters' desk to draft a kid.
Like, hey, man, they didn't draft the guy in the first round. They don't think he can't play. Right. That kid's athletic, man. But it's just getting him, like, the biggest problem for young guys coming to the NFL, in college, if you're a better athlete than most, you can make mistake after mistake and still be very, very successful. In the NFL, if you're not consistent, you make those mistakes, they're going to be you'll find out real quick. And the small mistake in college that didn't hurt you is going to hurt you dramatically in the pros. So it's making sure those young guys can get up to speed rather quickly.
For sure. I think we've talked about the running back situation. They did release Mike Wiley today. Mm-hmm. That's just to make room for Von Miller. But that running back situation is deep and complicated. At the top, you've got two players that are good football players in Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler.
Yeah.
Ekeler at one point was great. I think he's still quite good. B-Rob has shown flashes of great, has been quite good. Both those guys deal with injuries.
Yeah.
And can you stay healthy? They draft a kid in the seventh round that got absolutely screwed by the NCAA, and maybe he's a Friday night, Saturday morning kind of pick if the NCAA doesn't absolutely screw a kid just so they can assert some authority.
I ask this question to you, though.
And you still got C-Rod and McNichols.
Can somebody come just out the blue and make a battle into something that we don't expect? I remember James Thrash when he came to this team. James Thrash came in. He was a consummate pro. If the coach told him, run to that corner right there, put your nose on the corner, come in, he's going to do exactly what the coach said. And then he showed he could return as well. James came in and made them realize this kid can play football, keep him on the team. Who's going to be that type of guy?
Well, dude, last year, and I'm not comparing him to Thrash.
Owens was a guy like that last year.
Well, Thrash had exactly. Tyler Owens from day one was like, okay, that dude's on.
Everybody was like, who? Like, you hear coaches, you hear all the staff start to say, yeah, Tyler Owens. I just kept hearing his name. So I started watching. I'm like, this dude wasn't drafted. You know what I mean? He can play, dog.
The one question I would have wanted to get asked today. And eventually, they're going to have to release a training camp roster at some point. I think it's pretty clear. Cosme will probably start on the PUP list. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's anybody else that's going to land on there. And maybe we don't need to ask this question because we should actually get some visible answer to it tomorrow. I need to know what's up with Noah Brown. It seemed like a really bad situation. in minicamp, and then he ended up being okay by the looks of his Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that thing right there, when you have those, just the fear can make it look a little worse than what it is. Because when they rushed him in and then you hit the bump and he kind of screams.
Yeah.
It makes you think it's more. But, you know, you going in, you don't expect to have no bump like that.
Sure. So. And you're just also reacting in the moment, some mix of frustration, everything else.
100.
This is interesting, though. So ESPN.com did a story of the biggest storyline for every NFL team going into camp. And I'm reading now. I think Keim wrote this. After its best season in 33 years, can the Commanders provide a worthy encore in Coach Dan Quinn's second season? Was last season just the culmination of magical finishes and catching lightning in a bottle with a dynamic rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels? Or can they build off an NFC Championship game appearance? Those are all questions facing the Commanders as training camp begins. They want to prove that 2024 wasn't a fluke. Washington has not made the playoffs in consecutive seasons since 91-92. B-Mitch had a mustache. Nor has it won double-digit regular season games in back-to-back seasons since 89-91. The Commanders retained their entire coaching staff. They improved the talent on the offensive line and increased the depth on the defensive front. But they have the eighth hardest schedule in the NFL, though the easiest in the NFC East. Daniels, though, now allows them to dream big every year. So for Keim, it's like the biggest storyline is just prove last year was real.
Yeah.
And I think that's a challenge to them. And knowing DQ a little bit, I think he's very excited.
I would say it's not a challenge to them. It's something tough to prove. But we've seen a whole change in mindset over there. You know, we've heard a lot of talk over the years when Ron came in and the things he would say and even before him. But you never, ever truly felt that all that stuff was in order, right? Now, it seems like it's all in order. Because when you hear someone say something, you could be completely somewhere opposite. You hear the exact same thing. They all preach the same stuff. Players, coaches, all of them.
Even and, week to week, the theme of the week, you hear all over, up and down the building.
So, and then when you watch it, you know, just a mere little thing like this here. You remember when they started doing the little bag drills?
Yep.
I don't know if it was you or somebody. You say,
I think it was me.
It was you. You say, are they going to do that when things start going bad? I say, if it's something that they keep doing and the coach is consistent with it, it'll become a battle, like a battle cry for them. And you watch them. Every practice throughout the year, they went at it. Coming into offseason when they went out there, they did the exact same stuff. They went at it.
Yeah.
And you saw how quick the new guys caught on to it, which tells you ownership has been taken by the guys inside the locker room, not the guys up there in the offices. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And they are letting the guys know how things are. This is a ritual we do right here. Let's get it done. So that little simple thing makes me say, like, they now have guys who are preaching the message. Normally, coaches are the ones doing it. But when the players start doing it, you got you something there.
When we return, we've got a retirement, an announcement, and a Hall of Fame. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Shout out to AD the GOAT.
Yes, indeed.
You want to be on the stream, AD? Whoop. I just ate 7/8 of an Italian sub. I'm proud of myself. Landfill, did you think I'd be able to put that much sub down my throat?
No.
We got to get you to have a better discussion.
You prefer me to say it?
You say the wrong stuff, bro.
Landfill, did you think I'd get that much hoagie down my throat?
Nah.
Landfill, did you think he could eat a hoagie like that? There you go. Done.
You think I could put it down?
I did not. I was surprised. You clearly have a lot of practice.
I like subs in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
Lord.
There's a couple serious things I want to talk about.
This boy.
Philip Rivers retired. Congratulations to Philip Rivers.
His wife will be retired too.
Dude, she might.
He got like 11 kids.
She might be in a walker.
hey, be fruitful and multiply.
That's too many damn.
Philip Rivers hasn't played since 2020. I don't know why today is when he officially retired. I don't know why B's phone just started talking to him. But shout out to Philip Rivers. Happy for him.
I mean, you know, it just takes a while. You got to get it all out your system and you fill out the papers and do your thing and move on. Yeah.
He has 11 kids. He got it out of his system.
There's nothing left.
He got some more left in his system.
The system is empty.
Aww.
Other announcements. Ben Standig is a friend of the program. He announced today he's starting a new Substack for his Commanders coverage. Lastmanstandig.substack.com. If you want to check that out, the best way is probably just to go to his Twitter page at Ben Standig. If that wasn't the only piece of local media news, by far, I don't want to say by far, I'm not trying to diminish one or the other. Dan Steinberg is a friend of mine. Dan Steinberg completely changed sports coverage in this city and maybe this country. When DC Sports Blog was just an absolute machine, Steins was at the helm of it, and Steinberg just tweeted out, well, tomorrow's my last day at the Washington Post. It's been a total thrill. It's my understanding, I think Steins is moving on to a really cool new gig, but for him to not be part of the Post and the Post sports section is just tough. I mean this sincerely. Like, when I decided to try to throw my hat in the journalism world, if DC Sports Walk didn't exist, there's no way I would have done it. So, shout out to Steins. Love you, buddy. Congratulations. Lastly, it's announcement day. It's, you know, like the end of school. The principal gets on, makes a bunch of announcements. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame came up with their list of inductees for this season. So I'm going to rattle these off. And one, Brian, I think will have particular interest to you.
What's that?
Alana Beard played for the Mystics.
Yep.
She's going in. Congratulations.
Good job.
Rich Chvakin. Hoyas win.
Hoyas win. Congrats to Rich. Yep. That was my first stint in radio. Live broadcast with the Hoyas.
There you go. Congrats to Rich. Jeff. Great dude. Johnny Dawkins played at DeMatha, I believe,
JD?
Right? Yeah. I mean,
you're going to the D.C. Hall of Fame?
Okay. This is saying he played at Mackin High School before he went to Duke. Great career. Mia Hamm went to Lake Braddock Secondary School. How about that? Mia Hamm's considered maybe the greatest women's soccer player of all time. Jim Larinaga, obviously what he did at Mason will never be forgotten. Craig Lachlan, the locker going in. We love the locker. Alonzo Mourning going in. Love that.
I love it.
And the team of distinction, Brian.
The 1991 Super Bowl team.
It, damn right.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 26 champions. Regarded as one of the best teams in NFL history, Washington Super Bowl 26.
As the best, not one of the best.
Washington Super Bowl 26 champions went 17-2, including three decisive playoff wins en route to the franchise's third Lombardi Trophy. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that is Sunday, August 3rd at Nats Park. Where do you go?
Maybe not. No, I might be in Louisiana. I may go down to Louisiana.
Oh, that's right. Well, I think it's cool. That team absolutely deserves it. That team you are a huge part of.
I gotta let Charles know for sure. It was. We had some heat on that team, bro. A lot of guys taught me great lessons that I still live by today.
I love it, man. Yeah. I love it. Thank you to everyone that listened. I lost my bet last night. That's all I know. We'll tally them up tomorrow.
I won both of mine.
Tomorrow, Brian and I should be in Ashburn. Let's hope. There's
sure?
2 days of chaos.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I'm driving out there now. I'll have everything set up. We'll be Gucci.
Are you sure? It's a very short day.
I'm as sure as the creek don't rise. Who knows?
Yeah, I know what I got tomorrow. I got an early golf game, baby.
Thank you to Pat Leonard for calling us. Thank you to everybody that called in. Great show today. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I imagine they have plenty to say about the Terry McLaurin contract saga. Thanks for listening. You made it this far. Jeff owes you a shirt with sleeves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay,
Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.